Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Scott Brockman, CEO of the Airport Authority, and Bill Drees, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News.
We'll talk the whole time about the airport, the past and the future. Assess the financial health of the airport right now.
The Airport Authority is extremely strong financially. It's the model that we have is one that's very resilient, has worked through a number of challenges, including the bankruptcy of both Northwest and Delta back in 2007-2008 economic downturns. And so financially, we're very, very strong. Balance sheet is extremely strong. The way airports, at least the way Memphis Airport's finances work, is what's called a residual agreement with our airline partners, our airline operators. And so it's a closed system, if you will, wherein they guarantee that we will always collect enough revenue to pay for the operations. The challenge then becomes, what do those charges, you know, how high do the charges get in order to manage the facility, and can you still then attract airlines and grow airlines in an environment with raising rates?
And so even with Delta having cut, I don't know what the peak with Northwest was, what, 300 flights a day or some, you know, high 200s. Delta's down to, what, 40 flights a day, give or take? Something
about
like
50, yeah,
about
49,
50.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even then, financially, the airport works.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it will continue to work. It really, what ends up happening, though, is the balance of what the rates and charges become over a short-term period or even over a longer-term period. So,
but from then switch from a passenger point of view. I mean, the frustration of Delta cutting back. I mean, you hear that the Airport Authority heard that. Mm-hmm. You know, was the Airport Authority doing enough? You were, I think, the number two at that time, but. Do you feel like you did everything you could to keep as much to keep Delta here? I mean, do you look back and think, well, we should have done this or that to keep a bigger presence of Delta flights?
No, I think, you know, the process, if you go back to when Delta first started to eliminate flights, okay, it took about 3 years to get to this point. If you look at the Pittsburgh model with U.S. Airways, effectively, you know, at 11:45 in the evening on the eve of the expiration of an airline use and lease agreement with Pittsburgh Airport, the CEO called and said, we're not renewing the lease and we're moving. And so they shut that hub down effectively overnight.
Yeah.
In our case, we still garnered the benefit of all of those flights as they weaned down slowly. So while it was painful for the traveling public and certainly painful for the management team, you know, as we look to try to rebuild that service, it did take a very long time to get from the start to the finish.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.